Canadians, I'm sure not to their liking, are dominating the world's headlines these days. Vaughn Palmer is a political correspondent with the Vancouver Sun. He joins us. Hello, Vaughn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Vaughn. I was just wondering, I wanted to ask you about the child porn story real quick.
Okay, that's really ugly.
It's very ugly, and I was wondering how it's playing in Canada, because that just sort of burst out on NPR this morning and in some of the newspapers.
Yeah, this is a Canadian investigation that's been going on for 3 years. About 3 years ago, the Canadian authorities, RCMP, arrested a guy in Toronto and charged him with making DVDs and running basically a child porn selling ring around the world. The source point for the DVDs was Germany, Romania, and the Ukraine, but they were being marketed everywhere. He was marketing nude DVD, children nude on these things, claiming it was a nudist colony or something, and that it was legal in Canada, which it was not.
Yeah, well, that is a very bleak story. That story is very hard. All right, let's.
The one thing though is that the police here say that 385 children have been taken out of risk because of this crackdown. I think there's 350 people have been arrested. Canada, the United States, and a bunch of other countries. So they say they've cracked the ring, and that a lot of children that were being exploited aren't being exploited anymore. So there is an element of it that the police, good thing, did their job.
Yeah, that was an important part of that story. That sort of, at first you're listening to it and you're freaked out by what's happening with this material, but then you realize that people were rescued. All right, Vaughn, and then the other story, of course, the big story is Rob Ford. Toronto City Council met today. During their heated meeting, they voted to strip Mayor Rob Ford of his mayoral power. And that vote comes after weeks of allegations and outbursts from the mayor. Here's some sound.
Revelations yesterday of cocaine, escorts, and prostitution has pushed me over the line. And I used unforgivable language. And again, I apologize.
Helena is not a prostitute. She's a friend. Litigation will be starting shortly. I've had enough. I have to take legal action against the waiter that said I was doing lines at the beer market.
I know. I embarrassed everyone in this city. And I will be forever sorry.
We're going to move forward. I'm going to continue to fight for the little guy. I'm going to continue to save taxpayers' money. And if the councillors want to strip all my powers, that's up to them.
Well, if they strip all his powers like they voted to, what role will he play as mayor of Toronto?
Well, the challenge, of course, in running all these clips is to distinguish them from things like the opening sketch on Saturday Night Live Saturday, which made fun of Mayor Ford. His interview with Fox News on the weekend where he announced that he'd like to be Prime Minister of Canada someday. I think that had Canadians hoping that was a parody, but apparently it was not. And while we are speaking, Steve, this thing is unfolding live on Canadian television because Toronto Council is meeting again today to try to continue its effort to essentially isolate the mayor, take away all the powers they can, strip him of his budget to render him powerless. He is in full bluster today. He barged through the council chamber at one point this morning and knocked over a member of council. She has a swollen lip because she hit her head. His driver, security agent, has been in the council chamber filming members of the public that are heckling the mayor. And it's not clear how this story is going to end today. The council has the votes to strip him of his power, and they're saying the vote could come at any time. Ford has challenged a lot of them to call an election. He still thinks that his supporters will vindicate him at polls a year from now, and he's saying rather than conducting what amounts to a coup d'etat, they should all go to the electorate.
Why isn't he charged with anything? It looks like he's violated a few laws.
Well, I guess the police, I don't know. The police have been asked that question in different ways, and what you've got is kind of an elliptical explanation that just because somebody admitted smoking crack cocaine, I guess you need a time and a place and witnesses to lay a charge. Prosecutors need more specifics than just an admission like that. And anyway, he said on the weekend, I think this one was to CNN, he hasn't smoked crack in over a year. So, you know, if that isn't evidence that he's mending his ways, I don't know what is.
Does he have a political future?
You know, it's astonishing he's come this far. He showed up, the Toronto Argonauts, the local football team, were playing on the weekend, and he showed up at the game and got cheered from the fans. Lots of people still like him. You know, he's held down taxes. You hear that all the time. His thumb's nose at the elites. You hear that all the time. People are out to get him. You hear that all the time. You know, I don't think there's much public support for him yet, although, you know, I'm not in Toronto, but there's still, it's amazing he's standing after all this. He still is. He says he's going to continue to come to work, even if the council transfers all of his powers to the deputy mayor and cuts his budget, that he's still got the title of mayor of Toronto. He intends to hang on to that till the 27th of October next year, which is election day next year in Toronto.
All right, Vaughn. Pretty amazing story.
There's really nothing like it that I can think of, not just here, but pretty much anywhere else.
All right, Vaughn. Vaughn Palmer, political correspondent with the Vancouver Sun, telling us about what's been happening in Canada.